So.
Inflicted command in prehistoric times. The landscape, dark, harsh, and fresh. Your people are nomadic, pre-garden culture, hunting for game that is getting harder and harder to find. Rituals burn long into the night with chants to the gods to bring much game so your kind can go on. Chewing on roots for hours and hours, they release one into a trance state, starving people dancing, energized by the alkaloids burning in their thick boned heads. You spin with the others, your belly churns with their wisps of colors fleck in your closed eyesight. A feeling of rushing heat moves through you. You may slip into the visionary state soon. Others are already there, laying or writhing on the ground. Chants replaced by incoherent grunts and moans. The roots have stained your teeth purple. You are the Invictites, the people of the root, the people of the volcano lake. Here's a spearhead of the Invictite tribe found in the Red Hills, believed to have been carved in 11,000 BC. Oh, I've rolled a one. You slip into a trance state. Your head is swimming. The dancers seem to have many arms. Movements leave odd trace patterns that pulse in the air. A loud hum fills the air. It reminds you of the hollowed out great bull horns and shells that your people blow in to produce music, but this sounds like a horn big as a hill. You are staggering, falling out of step with the other dancers. They put reassuring palms on you as they pass, letting you know it's okay, that you are entering the spirit world, and to go with it. You howl and fall to your knees. A horrid dark vision comes. Beasts that are part horse, part man, fall ambitious. They attack fast and without warning while the men are out hunting. They kill all the children and old ones. The women are raped. Some are killed, but most are taken away, along with the goods, the wealth of your people. The furs, the tools, the tents. You rise up from the ground with a terror-filled scream that stops everyone in their tracks. You tell the shaman about your vision. He says, dark times are coming. All must prepare. You practice spear-throwing with the tribesmen. Everyone practices hard with spear-chucking, trying to throw harder and more accurate than the others. Sadly, you badly damage your throwing arm and will never be able to chuck a spear with any real force again. And then I had to become a cave painter.